My soul doth magnify the Lord. Today we hear in our gospel reading the Magnificat, or as it's sometimes called, Mary's Song. It is a canticle or a song that is sung in order to praise the Lord for his blessing, the Lord God for his blessings. Mary's declaration, "My soul magnifies the Lord," teaches us true worship begins with the soul. It is the internal acknowledgement of God's greetings that overflow into our words and to our actions. Now, we can find similar songs in the Bible. One of the first is Miriam's song in Exodus 15. And we read, "Then Miriam, the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels dancing. Miriam sang to them, 'Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and rider he has hurled into the sea.'" Now, of course, this was sung as the Israelites fled Egypt and were crossing the Red River. And, of course, Pharaoh sent his chariots after them. And after they had crossed, Pharaoh drowned that army in the river. So they were rejoicing. And, of course, they were journeying on to the Promised Land. The second one I found that I always liked was the great prophet Samuel. His mother, Hannah, who had been barren for years and been scorned because she was. Her husband was a priest, and so they would go every year to the temple for him to do his duty. And she would go there and pray often. In fact, one time, Eli, the head priest at that time, accused her of being drunk, but she was not. She was just praying for a child. And that child she dedicated to the Lord, and his name was Samuel. And here is her song. "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My strength rises up in the Lord. My mouth mocks my enemies, because I rejoice in your deliverance. No one is holy like the Lord. No one except you. There is no rock like our God." Now the song goes on for several more verses to praise God and about raising up the poor and bringing down the haughty and for giving strength to the faithful, which of course is her story. Then of course we just read a little bit about Elizabeth's song, that when she met Mary, "Blessed are you among the women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Now how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greetings reached my ear, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. Now that's really nice words, great words. I think Elizabeth realized that she was bearing the forerunner of Christ. To rejoice like that and to reassure Mary that she was doing the right thing is a great thing. But today, I would just like to take a little closer look at Mary's song. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." First of all, we realize that Mary is just a person, just like us, a sinner. She calls him her Savior. And if she were holy, as some like to claim she is, she would not need a Savior, would she? Then she goes on to say, "For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden." Mary points out here to what we usually call in theological terms, the great reversal. Or really what that amounts to is Almighty God came down in human form to save us. Us poor, miserable sinners, he reversed our roles. He took our roles for us. And he restored perfect creation by doing that. The Messiah was born in a stable to people of low class. Now, if you remember, I told you that people from Nazareth were figured as the hillbillies or the lowlifes of the Israelite people. And, of course, that's where he came from. He was not born in a palace by a mighty queen. A queen didn't bear Jesus. Mary did, a poor, miserable sinner like us, who God had found favor with. As God tells us in 1 Corinthians, But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. Do we not see a pattern coming out of all of this scripture? The best of human plans and the highest of human minds, the smartest people we know, the most powerful, mighty generals or warlords or leaders, can never, ever accomplish their plans without God's blessing. After all, he is God. Mary also expressed faith in God's promise. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring. Now these words announce why the child is coming. That is for no other reason than to complete God's plan for salvation. We can see many things in common with these canticles and songs. First, they are written or sung because of a great blessing of God. As I mentioned, Hannah's case was for a child. She'd been barren and was of an older age. In Elizabeth's case was the knowledge that her child would be the herald for Messiah. And Mary's song is more a personal expression of joy. It also is a prophetic proclamation. Her words reflect a long-awaited fulfillment of God's promise and echo the hope of generations who have looked for redemption. Through Mary's faith and obedience, we see a powerful example of humility and trust in God's plan, one we should try to imitate. In Mary's song, we are a direct partner in the words that she sings. While she has the honor and favor of God Almighty in giving birth to our Savior, we too receive the benefits of this birth. In about 30 years after his birth, he will accomplish the promise he was sent to fulfill by redeeming us from sin and granting eternal life to all that believe in him, in his name. He will do this by hanging on a cross, then 3 days later, rising from that tomb to ascend to his Father's right hand. From there, he sends us his Holy Spirit to protect and direct our footsteps with all his means of grace, the word, the sacrament, the confession, and absolution. Throughout Mary's song, we witness a deep sense of gratitude and awe for God's actions. Her praise is not only for what God has done for her personally, but also how he has shown mercy and faithfulness to all generations, including ours. This hymn of worship reminds us to look beyond ourselves and acknowledge God's work in the lives of others, and celebrating his grace that extends to everyone who trusts in him. Now may we always follow the example of Mary and the women who have praised God for his benefits, and daily praise and sing to the one who grants us all things. Amen.